Parnell's Facebook page calls Sheldon Jackson's campus good land with great potential for Alaskans. He says the trustees of the college will be the ones making decisions about the future, but that in the wake of Dubuque's pullout, Alaskans should come up with ideas too. As of Wednesday afternoon, six people had responded to the governor's posting. One response suggested opening an inpatient treatment center for substance abuse on the campus. Another suggested establishing a center for the study of the U.S. and Alaskan interior to be named after former Governor Wally Hickel, who died last month.
We need all the help we can get.
That's Sheldon Jackson College Board of Trustees Chairwoman Shirley Holloway. She says staff members for both Parnell and Governor Sarah Palin before him were kept in the loop on what was going on with SJ. But Holloway says actually having Parnell helping to advance ideas on what to do with the campus is great news.
Oh, it's wonderful. I am so appreciative that the governor is interested and cares about what happens to Sheldon Jackson College. And he already demonstrated that by keeping the Stratton Library in his capital project budget.
The state capital budget called for $2.5 million to purchase Stratton Library. Parnell vetoed $500,000 from that amount, leaving $2 million intact. Selling the library is among the steps the college is taking to try and pay down its debt. One of Dubuque's conditions on operating at SJ was that it would not take on any of the college's debt. News that Dubuque was no longer interested in a deal with Sheldon Jackson came on Monday when University President Jeffrey Bullock sent a letter saying that the city of Sitka was unwilling to put forward political and financial muscle to make the deal happen, and that the SJ board did not share Dubuque's plan for the campus. The plan was outlined by Dubuque on March 9th. The SJ board sent a response back asking for some changes. So when Bullock released his letter on Monday walking away from the deal, Holloway says the tone and the letter itself took her by surprise.
You know, this was a real blow because we felt our response to Dubuque was continuing the dialogue. And for whatever reason, they decided that it ended the dialogue.
With Dubuque no longer interested, Holloway says the SJ board will meet next week by teleconference to discuss its next step. In the meantime, she's grateful for the ideas rounded up by Parnell or anyone else. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.